Hi, hello, and welcome to this rebirthing session. My name is Devraj, and I will be guiding you all the way through. Rebirthing is a breathwork technique that takes you gently into an altered state of consciousness, where your mind can relax, and your awareness can leave the surface level of your thinking and travel deep inside your body. You may find yourself naturally releasing some of the effects of trauma and conditioning. While doing rebirthing, people often report feeling as though they were back in the womb, which is why this technique has become known as rebirthing. Rebirthing is done lying down on your back with your eyes closed. To begin, I will guide you through a body relaxation exercise, and then we will move into rebirthing itself. You will follow a pattern of circular breathing, where you breathe slowly and deeply in and out through the mouth, without a pause between the in-breath and the out-breath. After a period of 10 or 15 minutes, most people enter an altered state of consciousness, often without even being aware that this is happening. This is a healing state. In the background, I will be playing some sounds recorded from a mother's womb. The hearing is the first sense that develops as a newborn fetus, and so hearing these sounds will help deepen the process for you. The whole process takes around about an hour, and then it's important to leave yourself at least 15 or 20 minutes in order to gently relax and to come back. So it's good if you can leave yourself 90 minutes in total, an hour and a half, before you need to do anything else. I will be guiding you the whole way. You will need, as we've said, 90 minutes of free time where you really will be undisturbed. Switch off your phone, anything else with an alarm, and give yourself space just to be completely with this process for the whole 90 minutes. You're also going to need a mattress or space on the floor to lie down on. You should be comfortable, but not so comfortable that you might fall asleep. If you are using a mattress, make sure it's quite firm. It's also important that you wear loose clothing, because sometimes your body may want to move spontaneously during the process and you don't want to feel restricted in any way. It's also good to have a blanket nearby, even if the room is already quite warm. Sometimes when we're doing rebirthing, we experience our body or our environment as being hotter or colder than it actually is. Before we get started, I just want to mention one or two other things which are useful to know before we start. Generally, I advise people to breathe in and out through the mouth. This is because in my work as a therapist, I'm usually dealing with trauma and conditioning which is held in the body, and breathing through the mouth is the easiest way to access and to release this. However, if you prefer to breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth, this is also okay. Do what your intuition tells you. Whilst you're doing the rebirthing process, it is normal that a lot of feelings will come, either sensations in the body or real emotions, perhaps even memories of stuff from your childhood or your past somewhere. When feelings or emotions do come, it's important that you allow them, but that you don't go fully into a lot of screaming and shouting. No matter what is going on inside your body or your mind, keep bringing your awareness back to your breath. Keep focusing gently on the breath. Keep feeling your body, and then everything will process without you having to go too deeply into the feelings that are coming up. Allow everything, don't block anything, but you don't need to do anything with it. Just keep breathing and just keep your awareness on your breath and on your body. It's fine to do this session with other people, but be aware if they're making noise during the session that you have to accept this and allow it to trigger you if it is triggering. Often when people do rebirthing in a group, one person may find it very disturbing to hear noise from other people, and they try to close off and just have their own little process. But this invariably does not work. You're in a group process, and if you've agreed to do this with other people in the room, going along with it as well, then you need to stay with that. So if someone does start to make a noise in the room and you find it triggering, don't try to avoid the feeling inside. Allow yourself to feel it, but keep focused on the breath, keep focused on your body. Something else that it can be very useful to know about in advance, particularly if you haven't done rebirthing before or any similar type of breath work, is a phenomena that American rebirthers call the claw. Often our hand or sometimes another part of the body becomes incredibly tense, twisted in fact into a claw shape, and we find that we literally cannot unfold it. This sense of intense tension in the hand or hands or other parts of your body is often accompanied by a very powerful tingling feeling in those areas. This is actually all quite normal and quite healthy during the rebirthing process. So try not to allow it to scare you too much. Just keep breathing and feeling and everything will be okay. Some rebirthers believe that this sensation of extreme tension and these tingling feelings are actually a sign that something deep is being released from the body. So if it starts to happen, don't be worried about it. Just keep breathing and feeling and it will be okay. If you find it very, very scary and it really is too much for you, then just slacken off your breathing and slowly this tingling feeling and the tension will dissipate. And one last thing to mention is that you might find yourself entering a state where in your mind it feels incredibly blissful or perhaps cosmic, but you notice that your breathing has shut down to very, very shallow. This sometimes occurs because in the body there is a feeling that we don't want to feel. And so our awareness travels up into the mind, we experience a lot of bliss, but actually we've left our body and are no longer really in touch with ourselves. So if you should find this happening, it's important to increase your breathing once again and really do everything you can to keep feeling your body. Yes, there are feelings in the body that we've been avoiding for a long, long time, but it's important that we gently accept them and make friends with them and start to feel them so that we can become whole and become complete human beings. So if you do find this blissful state coming on into your mind, but you know you've shut down from your body, have courage, breathe more deeply, let it go, and feel what is really happening inside. Allow yourself to process deeply and not to simply escape into a blissful state in your mind. Okay, so now we're going to start with a progressive relaxation exercise for the body. I'm assuming that you're now lying down with your eyes closed. You're not using a pillow. You have a blanket close to hand if you think you might need one. You're not wearing any jewelry. And there's nothing around to disturb you for the next 90 minutes. This is really time for you. Please start to begin to breathe in and out through your mouth and really putting your attention on your body, breathing and feeling your body. This sense of the body is your ground. This is the safe place that you can always come back to, the feeling of the body. Each breath in and out through the mouth, really put attention on your body, feel your body. And now I'd like you to begin to breathe and feel down into your feet. Not making any kind of story about how they feel, but simply putting your awareness in your feet and breathing and feeling your feet. Breathing in, breathing out. Slow and deep and even. Really feeling your feet, becoming aware of your feet. And then with your next in-breath, I'd like you to tighten all the muscles you can access in your feet. Pull them really tight. It doesn't matter if other muscles around in your legs or wherever become tight as well, but try to tighten all the muscles in your feet. You can clench your toes into a ball or you can splay them out. And when you breathe out, just let it go. Breathing in, you pull the foot muscles tight, and breathing out, you let them go. Go around a few times. Breathing through the mouth, really letting go on the out breath, and really pulling tight on the in breath. And with your next in breath, bring your awareness a little further up your body into your legs, all the way from your hips to your ankles. Breathe and feel your legs. Just focusing on the sensation of your legs. Really feeling into them. Breathing in and out through the mouth. Try to stay completely present in your legs throughout the whole cycle of breath. And then with the next in-breath, now you're going to pull tight all the muscles you can access in your legs. On the in-breath, pull them tight. And on the out-breath, just let them go. Make this really physical. You're not visualizing pulling muscles tight. You're really pulling them tight. Tight as you can, and then on the out breath, just let go. Breathing in through the mouth, breathing out through the mouth. And now with your next in breath, simply move your awareness a little further up your body to the area of your pelvis, your hips, your genitals. For a few repetitions of breath, simply breathe and feel into these areas. Seeing if you can keep your awareness in this area of your body throughout full repetitions of breath, all the way through the breathing cycle. And then with the next in-breath, begin to pull those muscles tight. Any muscle you can access around your hips, your buttocks, your genitals, pull it tight, tight as you can. Really make it physical, and then on the out breath, just let it go. And like before, see if you can remain really present in this area of your body as you pull these muscles tight and then let them go, following the breath. If you like, you can pay particular attention to the moment of release when you let go as the breath changes from in to out. Feeling this wave of energy as it often seems or manifests can really help your body in future to relax more. And now it's time to move your awareness up your body once more to your belly and your lower back, the lower part of the trunk of your body. Just lying relaxed on your mat, breathe and feel into your belly and your lower back. Feel whatever you can feel and try to keep your awareness gently in these areas throughout the whole cycle of breath. And then once again with your next in-breath, Pull your belly and your lower back muscles tight. Pull them tight. Really feel it, and on the out breath, just let them go. Just letting go on the out breath. On the in breath, pull them tight. And on the out breath, just let them go. And now with your next in-breath, move up the body once again to the chest and the upper back, the upper part of the trunk of the body, breathing and feeling into these areas. Let your awareness simply scan around this area of your body, breathing and feeling everything that you can feel. No need to make any stories about how it feels, just the feeling itself. The sensation of the body is enough. Breathing and feeling into your chest and upper back. And with your next in-breath, once again, pull these muscles tight now. All the muscles you can access in your chest and in your upper back. Pull them tight. Not worrying if other muscles in your body get pulled tight as well. And on the out breath, just let them go. Breathing in through the mouth, pull them tight, really, really tight. And on the out breath, just let them go. Really feeling any sensation or wave of energy that happens when you let go. Feeling the feeling deeply. And now with your next in-breath, you're going to move across and breathe and feel into your arms, all the way from your shoulders down to the tips of your fingers. Just breathing and feeling into your arms, which should be lying by your side, palms up or palms down, whichever is most comfy. Really feeling into your arms and your hands. And then with your next in-breath, you pull all the muscles in your arms and your hands tight. You can pull your fingers into a fist, or you can spread them out. Alternate that with one in-breath and the next. And on the out-breath, of course, just let it all go. Let all the tension go. Breathing in through the mouth, pull them tight. Tight as you can. Breathing out, let it go. The more you make this exercise physical, the more your body will relax. The more the muscles will let go, and the deeper the rebirthing will be. Breathing in, pull the muscles tight. Breathing out, let them go. And now with your next in-breath, you move back up to your shoulders, your neck, and your throat. Breathing and feeling into your neck, into your shoulders, and into your throat. Staying really present in these areas throughout the whole cycle of breath. And with your next in-breath, once again, you pull all of these muscles tight in your throat, in your neck, in your shoulders. Pull them tight. And then with an out-breath, let them go. Going round a few times like before. Uh, And now with your next in-breath, move your awareness up to your head, the whole of your head, your face, the back of your head, the crown of your head, your ears, eyes, nose, mouth, breathing and feeling everything there is to feel in your head. And with your next in-breath, tighten every muscle you can access around your scalp or your face, screwing up your eyes, twisting your mouth, every muscle, tighten it on the in-breath, and on the out-breath, just let it go. And now with your next in-breath, move back to simply breathing and feeling your whole body. Letting your awareness move around the sensation of your body, feeling into every little nook and cranny. Eyes closed, breathing in and out through the mouth. And with your next in-breath, now you're going to tighten every muscle you can access in your whole body. Breathing in, pull all those muscles tight. And breathing out, let it go. Let them all go. Keep feeling your body the whole way through this breathing, tightening and relaxing cycle. And now with your next in-breath, go back to simply breathing and feeling your body. Paying attention only to the sensation of your body, and the sensation of the breath going in and out. Okay, so now we're going to start with the actual rebirthing. You're now going to begin to practice circular breathing. This means that when you've completed breathing in through the mouth, you begin straight away to breathe out through the mouth. You're going to slowly increase the depth of your breath to the maximum, breathing in as deep as you can, feeling your belly and your chest rise. And then as soon as you've breathed in fully, breathing out as fully as you can, feeling your chest and your belly deflate again, and continuing like that. And ensure that each breath is as full and as deep as you can. Deep, slow breathing. Breathing in fully through the mouth, feeling your chest and your belly rise. And then as soon as you're full, breathing out deep and slow through the mouth, feeling your chest and your belly deflate. And simply continue breathing in this fashion. You need to focus on this breathing now. Not focusing hard in the sense of really concentrating, but putting all your relaxed awareness on the breath and ensuring that each breath is deep and even, that there's no gap between the in-breath and the out-breath, or the out-breath and the in-breath. For the next 10 or 15 minutes, I will remind you to keep on breathing deep and even, because for many people they need this help or they soon space out. Your mind has nothing else to do except ensure that you keep making each breath full and complete, and that as soon as you finish breathing in, you breathe out.
And you continue like that. So keep breathing. Deep in-breaths. If it helps, you can put a hand on your belly to check that your belly is rising and then falling. If you can keep your mind focused on the breath for the next 10 or 15 minutes, this pattern of deep breathing will continue automatically. You will have become entrained to this deep breathing, and it will lead you into an altered state where your body can naturally release any holding or conditioning from the past. If feelings and sensations in the body begin to become intense, try to allow that intensity, but to maintain your focus on the breath. This is the core technique of rebirthing. Although we wake up the body and we wake up the sensations in the body and the feelings, the emotions in the body, we keep our attention primarily on the breath, but not pushing anything away that's happening. Keep focused on the breath. Keep feeling your body. Stay with it. You can do it. Feeling your body breathe slowly and deeply in. Feeling your body breathe slowly and deeply out. You can do this. Stay present. If you realize that you've gone off somewhere into your mind, that you are no longer present with your breath, don't give yourself any negativity for this. Just gently bring yourself back to following the passage of the breath in and out of the body, and making sure that you're breathing deeply, evenly, and slowly. No gap between the in-breath and the out-breath. It is challenging to stay with the breath in this heightened state in this way, but you can do it. You are ready to start to release the past. You can do it. Stay with it, present in your body. Each breath full and complete, no gap between the in-breath and the out-breath. Feelings, emotions, sensations come intensely. Allow them to be there, but keep focused on the breath. Keep going deeper. Stay with this deep breathing. Stay present in your body feeling. You can do it. Staying focused on the breath. allowing all feelings, all sensations, but staying present with your breath. Following your breath in and out. Stay tuned in to the feeling of your breath coming in and out of your body. Allow this to be your gentle focus. As feelings, sensations, emotions start to come, push them away. Don't make them an enemy, but stay gently focused on the breath. Stay tuned in to the breath. Present in your body, feeling gently focused, gently tuned in to your breath, in and out of your body through your mouth. Full, deep, slow breathing. Stay with it. You can do it. Thank you. yourself going off somewhere, just come back. Don't beat yourself up. Just come back to feeling your body, focusing on your breath. Stay with it. You can do this. excessively, not pushing it away, not feeding it, not forcing it, allowing it, but staying gently focused on the breath, always going deeper. Thank you. background music from the womb begins slowly to die down. So you slowly begin to return to your normal, regular breathing pattern. You have several minutes to do this. Stay with your breathing, stay with your feeling. Slowly start to return to your normal breathing pattern. Beginning to allow your body to go into simple relaxation. Bringing your breath back to normal, but staying feeling your body. Slowly, bit by bit, coming back down. Coming back into a state of relaxation, surrendering to the floor. Just completely letting go. Your body stretched out. Relaxed, but present feeling inside. Still allowing whatever is there. Remain lying down, relaxing. Your body flat on the mat. Staying present inside, feeling. And breathing normally for the next 10 or 12 minutes until you hear the ding. Lie back and relax and feel.
Feel free to stay lying down for as long as you would like to. And when you do get up, remember that you may feel a bit spacey, a bit out of it, a bit lightheaded. This is quite normal after doing rebirthing. What can help is to go outside and walk with bare feet on the ground for a little while. And if you can't do that, just keep breathing and feeling your body. If you've been doing this session with others, it can be nice to give a hug, spending a moment just to look in the person's eyes and say, "Welcome home." Well done for completing this guided rebirthing process. Feel free to repeat it as often as you'd like, up to once a day. My name is Devaraj, and make sure you have a great day. And remember, you can do it.